Well, here we did have some of that wild weather at the right before Christmas, but we were lucky it was in the form of rain. But one of the issues that we're always worried about here, of course, is flooding, being a coastal community. We're going to check in now with Joe Rossi. Of course, he knows all about floods. He's also the head of the Massachusetts Coastal Coalition. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Christine, for having me.
Well, you know, it was crazy when we were covering some of that storm that came through here. I was really glad that it wasn't snow, but watching some of the low-lying areas, you know, it was a south, I guess, not a nor'easter, but a southern-based storm. Some of the flooding in some of that areas, it was pretty scary, especially when they had to get to fires and things like in Duxbury. What was your reaction to all that?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Christine. You know, we were tracking the storm coming in as a southerly wind. So while it protected our northeast-facing beaches, to your point, that we're used to seeing taking a beating, it actually, if you look at the weather reports, all the southerly-facing beaches, such as New Hampshire, Maine, and the Cape, south-facing Cape beaches, really got inundated in ways that we're typically used to seeing in our northeasterly facing beaches.
So that was something that probably more people paying attention to what's available with flood insurance.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where the day the storm hit was the same day the NFIP was extended for, I think, the 24th time for a short-term extension to September 30th of next year. So, you know, it seems that these events seem to coordinate themselves when there's some type of legislative crisis going on with the National Flood Insurance Program. But yes, it has been extended once again to September 30th of 2023. And so, you know, the storm, Christine, we see Buffalo, as you just mentioned, getting tons and tons of snow. I can't even imagine what it would have been like had the storm been a true nor'easter for the North and South Shore in Cape. It would have really been, you know, what we saw in other areas of New England would have possibly have been hitting here right at home. But like we usually do, we recommend people are always prepared, having a preparedness kit, elevating items from your lowest floor in case they flood, and bringing in and strapping down outdoor items because, like you said, the winds, that'll take items and blow them around and damage properties around you. So those are just a few of the precautions that we ask people to take before any of these storms.
No, I know that we've spoken so many times about this over the years, and when you said it's been postponed for, how many times has this been extended, the deadline?
I think we're on number 24 now.
Okay, so I wasn't imagining things. It really was over 20. Do you have confidence that somehow this is going to get resolved and be permanent instead of just kind of kicking it down the road?
There is chatter that there's going to be some legislative hearings in the first few months of the year focused specifically on the National Flood Insurance Program. But we heard that in 2019. We heard that in 2017. And there were legislative hearings in Congress on the NFIP. It just never materialized into anything. There are some hot-button issues that Congress can't seem to get consensus on. And until those are resolved, we're going to be seeing these short-term extensions.
And any advice for our local homeowners?
Local homeowners on flood insurance, obviously, just stay tuned to make sure and renew your policies and don't wait till the last minute to renew them, because if a lapse is approaching and we do go into a lapse, you won't be able to renew your policy. So renewals should be paid on time. And then in terms of storm preparation, again, just keep watching. I mean, I'm sure we're not done with nor'easters yet.
Some good advice again. Thanks so much, Joe Rossi. You're the guy that knows flood. And tell folks what your website is.
Sure. So if they want to learn more, download updates, and download material to help them, they can go to NoFlood. That's K-N-O-W, NoFlood.org.
That's terrific. And again, Joe Rossi, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.